Do you want to say welcome to Review Grenade?
You could do it.
Well, there you go. I just said it.
All right.
My name's Elliot.
I'm Jay.
And like I said, this is Review Grenade.
Oh, yeah.
You may hear some dogs in the background here.
Yeah,
who knows?
We're at my house. Got a pug going around, breathing heavy.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. It's not just me breathing heavy. It's also the dog. So, Jay, what did we just go see?
Hellboy, the new one. Oh, boy.
So, I guess let's talk spoiler-free first.
Spoiler-free? Okay.
Initial thoughts. What grade would you give this movie?
C+.
C+? Really, that bad? Just above average to
you. See, I kind of live by the scale of, do I recommend it, or am I just watching it? And I'd say I'm just watching it.
So, you're just watching it.
Yeah.
I would give this... I mean, I thought this was easily a solid B.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, and I would recommend people to watch it that like that genre of movie.
Yeah, definitely. It's probably one of the better things that have come out recently. I've been rather disappointed lately.
Have you seen the previous two Hellboy movies?
Oh yeah, definitely.
I saw the first. I think we saw the first one together in high school. Am I right?
Are we that old?
I think we did. I think we saw it together. I mean, we saw everything together growing up.
Oh yeah.
I think we saw that one together, and I don't remember disliking that one, but I also don't remember liking it.
Little bit of backstory. When we were both in high school, we worked on the school paper, and we were the movie reviewers. And fun fact, we used to sometimes not watch the movie, but review it.
Did we ever not watch it? What movie did we review but we didn't watch?
Oh, there was some zombie movie back in high school. I know I didn't.
I don't remember that.
I wrote some generic thing about a shotgun, and it turns out I was right. So
that's funny. I remember we used to take off Mondays and go watch movies.
Oh, those were better times.
All the time. We just leave. It's for school.
Yeah, it's for school.
Do you remember anything about the other two movies?
Better Hellboy actor, in my opinion.
the original one, Ron Perlman?
Yeah, I couldn't remember.
Man, I really like David Harbour. I think that's his last name.
I'm celebrity retarded. So
do you watch Stranger Things?
Yes.
He's the cop in Stranger Things. Hopper.
I don't know how I feel about him. I can't tell if, you know, he's bad at the role or if he has bad lines, because there are a couple of bad lines for me.
Now, what was a miss for you? Because a miss for me was the humor.
Oh,
the
yeah,
humor was a humor huge is a little miss. Off. I think you were in the bathroom when he made another phone joke, but there's like two or three phone jokes in this movie, right? Where he hangs up the phone and his hand is too strong, so he smashes the phone.
Did he do it again?
He did it three times, I believe. That's the rule of three, the comical rule of three. That was horrible.
Yup.
The one-liner funny tags were also not funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the, I'm going to shoot him in the heart instead of the head because he doesn't have a brain.
I guess one thing, I thought this was like the sequel, but just recasted. I didn't think it was a reboot.
But it was a soft reboot, right?
I guess it was like, it's kind of like a prequel to the first two.
What I really enjoyed about it in the beginning was that he's just Hellboy.
Yep.
There's no explanation as to how he came to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then 20 minutes later, they do a very soft like origin story.
That's the problem, is they have a lot of soft plot. They're like, oh, here's this other character you met on a previous adventure.
I mean, seven plots, that, like... right? There were seven plots to this movie. So many
stuff.
Things. That's right. They keep introducing people.
I don't know. Sometimes no backstory, no flashback. Something.
But I like no backstory, right? That's like, what's the worst Batman movie? Origin Batman.
Oh, of course.
Right?
Origin story is
always
the worst.
The worst. I liked that they didn't have an origin story, but then I was like, oh, here we go. Here's the origin story. And the origin story that they showed is like almost identical to the origin story in the first Hellboy.
Something like that.
Which I guess is fine, but
it
almost felt like a shot-for-shot remake.
I don't know. I don't know how canon this is, but if that superhero back in the Nazi days, his name was the Lobster, I'm just calling.
All the Hellboy knowledge I have is from the movies.
Yep.
I don't have any Hellboy knowledge.
I've got a couple Dark Horse comics.
I have some too.
I think my mom got rid of them a long time ago.
Yeah, it's hell. What did you like about this movie? What worked for you?
What worked for me? Just a movie in this genre, period. It's been a while. I mean,
so what kind of genre do you call this?
Oh, fantasy dark humor, I guess.
Yeah, well, fantasy dark, really modern light on the humor. The humor was so bad. It was so poorly written.
I love Ash versus Evil Dead and
I love
the
that
Evil
too.
Dead stuff, yeah.
I thought the action sequences were pretty decent.
Oh, yeah.
When he fights the giants or trolls or whatever. I think.
I guess we're getting into the spoiler territory.
Well, he fights things.
Oh, yeah. He fights stuff.
I thought that scene was great.
Oh, yeah.
I thought most of the action was pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
I thought the dialogue was pretty poor. I thought the acting overall was okay. I loved the practical effects. Mm-hmm. Like when they had the monsters in the suits, I thought that looked good. But the CGI, the Hellboy CGI, I thought was good, and all the other CGI was horrible.
Some of the characters were good, and then in other scenes they were really good, and then in other scenes they were
right. It's like they like
the pig guy.
Like varsity team and JV team. Like varsity team did the Hellboy stuff, JV team was on the pig stuff. Right. Also, it is rated R, which I love that.
I love it too, but I feel like they kind of phoned it in. It's just like, oh, we're saying the F word.
Yeah, that's exactly it, right? They're just like, we can say fuck. We're going to say fuck.
That's literally, like, the pig guy is like, there's no reason why I should say F you, but I'm going to say it like 4 or 5 times.
Again, like, the plot lines. There's so many different plot lines.
Excalibur.
Yeah, so getting into some spoilers here, the whole ending was horrible to me.
Oh yeah, I don't understand. Oh, I pick up the sword and then it would just cut away to just demons killing people. That was kind of weird for me.
The vision that he was having.
I think it actually happened. Like once he picked up the sword, it kind of went off, but it was like inconsequential to the plot. It had nothing to do with any of the characters.
It's like he had a vision of what would happen if he picked up the sword.
Well, that was the first time. I thought when he picked it up at the end.
But the vision was like 10 minutes long.
That's true.
Right? Like it was
I don't know if it was that long, but it was pretty bad.
It felt like 10. Also, this movie felt like a really long movie.
It did.
It dragged out.
Which I'm not against.
Yeah,
I mean, if it's 10 hours of awful, then that's one thing.
Right.
How bad of a movie have to be that we'd have to walk out of it? Dragon Ball Revolution bad.
How many movies have you walked out of in your life? I can name one. I've only named one movie I've actually walked out of.
Oh, gosh. I can't remember if I walked out of Dragon Ball Evolution, but
I didn't see that in theaters.
I did, and I wholeheartedly regret it. I almost wanted to ask for my money back.
There was a sequel to Get Shorty, and I don't even remember the name of the sequel to Get Shorty. Got John Travolta in it. I think Uma Thurman's in it. Rock is in it.
I don't remember this movie at all.
I can't remember the sequel to Get Shorty.
I don't remember.
But the sequel was the movie that I walked out of. Huh. It's the only movie I've ever walked out of. And I didn't see it with you, but I was in high school.
What is Get Shorty about?
I don't even remember the premise of the first Get Shorty.
Oh,
but
who's this new Rock-style action hero that was in all the previews?
Oh, that was Dave Bautista.
He's doing so many movies.
Do you know who that is? No. That's Drax.
Is that Drax?
Yeah,
that's
Drax.
Once again, he's in so much freaking makeup, I can't tell.
Yeah, that's Drax. Yeah, yeah.
He's in like 2 movies. Well,
yeah, there was
out.
Like 3 trailers was with there? Him in yeah. it. I think there were 3. Like, there was literally like the hardcore cop movie.
Yep.
The buddy cop movie.
And then there was like the kid cop movie.
The kid cop movie, yeah.
It's so bad. I'm just John Wick 3. That's what I need.
Oh, man. The trailer for John Wick 3 was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited for that.
Headshots.
What were there any other good trailers? The Star Wars trailer wasn't there.
There was the super creepy killer kid.
It was like, the really shitty Superman movie.
I don't know if it's the reverse Superman movie. Reverse Superman?
It essentially was Bizarro Superman.
I don't know.
That looks horrible. I'm not in that kind of
genre. I don't
know
if he's like a super villain or if he's just like, I don't know, space kid. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. The trailer kind of zooms by really quick. You don't really know if he's from space or something. Semi-original idea, I guess.
To me, that seemed like reverse Superman, which I thought was just...
It kind of came off that way. But
yeah.
I mean, it might not be because the trailer's... It kind of leaned into that Superman thing, but I'm not... 100.
Also, my favorite part of the movie was the guy that was sitting next to me literally fell asleep 10 minutes into the movie.
It doesn't bode well.
I can hear him
snoring.
Rotten
Tomatoes score.
That's right. I think Rotten Tomatoes right now has it at a 12% the last I checked.
They've been so accurate lately.
I don't think this was a 12% score. Like I said, I thought this was a solid B movie.
I think they hated on it because of the trailer. To be honest.
Oh, and the trailer has all the shitty comedy.
The worst parts of the movie. 100%.
Yeah, I totally agree. The worst parts of the movie.
100%.
Character-wise, I liked Hellboy himself. I thought the whole bringing in the British girl, the psychic British girl, randomly was awful.
Yep.
And then suddenly she gained psychic fighting powers at the end of the movie.
Yep.
Was also weird. I did foresee the hard-ass, cop guy being the Were-Jaguar, though.
Oh, yeah.
It was super easy to see that coming. And also, the CGI for him looked horrible.
He wasn't even really on screen. He was just kind of jumping
around. Right, yeah, just, blurry jumping around. I also thought at the end, when it, kind of pans up after all the fighting, I was like, wow, that was, a really quick, end. And then it goes 6 months later.
And the 6 months later is just some stupid...
I could totally do without that.
I could have totally done without that. It was just some stupid rap of, ho, we're all buddy cops now.
Felt like to me? That felt like it should have been the after credits scene.
It should have been.
Right?
I would have cut it entirely, to be honest. I don't even think it's good enough.
The premise was they're getting to Abe Sapien, which is one of the characters in the older stuff. Right.
Yeah.
That was the reveal at the end of that. Which, again, I didn't think was that great of a reveal.
I'm not the biggest Hellboy fan, but I was just like, where's the Pyro Girl the entire time?
Where's the Pyro Girl? Where's the Aqua Lad?
And then where's the ghost guy from, the second one?
Exactly.
I was like, where are they the whole movie? And then I guess I finally got him at the end, but I was like, yeah.
I just don't know enough about it.
Yeah, me either.
To be like, oh, wow, it's like canon. I think they definitely cherry-picked.
Yeah.
Like I said, overall, I liked it. I thought it was pretty good.
I wouldn't spend money to see it, but if it's on Netflix, it's totally worth it.
Yeah, I'm not buying it on Blu-ray. I mean, I don't buy Blu-rays, but so there you go. So there's our thoughts on Hellboy.